Steckler interviewing Sally Michael or Mrs. Milton Avery.
You're both one and the same.
In New York, on November 3rd, 1967. Sally, I think we'll have to begin in the beginning and find out where you were born and grew up and what kind of a family produced a phenomenal like you.
Well, I was born, I'm one of those rare creatures, an original New Yorker.
Oh, yes.
I was born in Brooklyn, and I grew up in Brooklyn.
And, were you a part of a large family?
I had three brothers and one sister. And one of my brothers was interested in art. But he decided after a while that he didn't want to starve, so he decided to be an engineer instead of an artist. But I always wanted to be an artist. You know?
You were drawing as a child?
Well, as far as I remember, I always drew, but I can remember very clearly when I decided to be an artist.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
I was in the first grade in school. I must have been about 6 years old, or maybe seven. And our teacher showed us a drawing of Christopher Columbus. And it wasn't a photograph, it was a drawing. And I suddenly realized that this was like one of the most fabulous things that ever happened to me. It was like a revelation. And I came home and I tried to draw this, you know, the thing I had seen. And I decided then and there that I was going to be an artist because I wanted to be able to do something like that.
And then did you, later start taking drawing lessons, or did you just continue drawing?
Well, I drew a lot by myself, and I took drawing in school. And I don't know, I was just always involved in drawing, and you know. And then when I got out of school, I decided to do some commercial art, and I went around. I made some samples by myself. Without going to an art school, yes. And I went around, and the first place I went to gave me some work to do, which was kind of phenomenal,
well,
I think. Somebody was crazy. And that's the way it was. And, you know,
what kind of things did you show them?
The first drawings I tried to do were fashion drawings. You know, I copied
mm-hmm.
some things I had seen in the paper,
mm-hmm.
and then I used to go to the Art Students League at night, and finally got to meet artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then
while you were doing this commercial work, you were going to the league at night.
Yes, I was going to the league at night, then I began to get interested in, you know, painting. So I decided to go to Gloucester for the summer and, you know, live like an artist. And that's where I met Milton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember roughly what year that was that you went to Gloucester the first time?
I think it was 1925, because in 1926 we were married. That was the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Milton at that time lived in Hartford, but he came down to New York, you know.
He had grown up in Connecticut, hadn't he?
Yes. Originally, he came from up in New York State, in a little town near Rome, New York. But when he was quite young, his family moved to Hartford, and that's where he grew up.
Mm-hmm. Had he gone to art school there?
No. Actually, he never really went to a real art school, but they had what they called a Connecticut League of Art Students, which was a group of artists who got together and had a model, and then a well-known artist used to come in and give them some criticism once in a while. They had hired this loft, and
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't a conventional art school, but it was, you know, it was, and he used to go there and draw from the model, and he had a job, a night job, which he used to work at night, and then he'd paint in the daytime.
Was he at that point already in this wonderful period where he could paint, a couple of paintings before lunch?
Yeah. Well, that's, I don't know if he could paint before lunch, because he probably did. As a matter of fact, I didn't know him in those days, but he told me he used to go out. He'd go out and he'd come home from work about 1 o'clock at night, and then he'd sleep for about 5-6 hours. Then he'd go out in the morning and he'd paint a couple of pictures in the Connecticut Meadows. That was along the Connecticut River there. At that time it was meadows, now it's sort of all grown up with